celebrate the first Sunday of Advent and the beginning of the liturgical year. So Happy New Year. During Advent, the church sets aside 4 weeks so that we might be able to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. We can keep in mind an old Christian tradition that speaks about the three comings of Christ. First, the coming of Christ in history, nearly 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem at the first Christmas. Second, the coming of Christ today in our lives. And lastly, the coming of Christ at the end of the world. Advent is meant to be a time of wonder and joy, but also a time of self-reflection and penance. As always, the church asks us to use the first half of Advent to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ when he will come in judgment. This time of judgment will come for all of us, whether at the end of this world or at the end of our lives, whichever comes first. For many of us, thinking about the end of the world or our own deaths can be scary or even uncomfortable. For others, death may be something that simply does not enter into their thinking at all. But Jesus is telling us in today's gospel that judgment is coming. How we live our lives really matters and should be a primary concern to each and every one of us. This is not only the season of Advent, but for every day in our lives. The church eagerly anticipates the second coming of Jesus because Jesus' birth and his passion, death, and resurrection are not yet the final victory over evil. The final conquest of evil will take place when Jesus comes again in glory as King and Judge. In the early church, they longed for Jesus' second coming because our Lord's second coming would bring the fullness of salvation to all of mankind. In St. Luke's Gospel, the image of the second coming are especially vivid. Jesus foretells that in the very midst of many fearful things that will appear, there shall be a sign that surpasses all of them. He says, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." For us who belong to him, this is not meant to be a day in which we are to cower in fear. Just the opposite. Jesus encourages us. He says, "But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." What would be necessary to cause us to adopt such an attitude of confidence on the final day? Certainly, it would require some preparation. It would also require a change in our lives. Jesus gives us the answer in today's gospel. He says, "Be aware that your hearts do not become drowsy." He says, "Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." Are we vigilant and prepared for his second coming? We live in a world that often glorifies sin and minimizes its consequences. Our readings today warn us not to ignore our sin or get so distracted by our busy lives that we don't keep up our eternal destiny. How often do we think of our heavenly journey? None of us would even consider going out of town or on vacation without first planning our trip. Where are we going? Who is going with us? How do we get there? What type of clothes to pack? Weather, Wi-Fi, even what color shoes to bring and what we might eat? All those details down to a T. If we have that much detail in going into a long weekend, how do we expect to get to heaven with little planning or with no thought at all? The church is asking us to take the time in Advent to examine our spiritual lives, to see if we are headed in the right direction for our eternal salvation. If we allow ourselves to be consumed this Advent by the usual routine of busily putting up Christmas decorations, frantically buying gifts, and going to party after party, we will likely miss our opportunity to reflect on how we are living our lives this Advent. We will be prevented from asking Christ into our lives in a meaningful way. You see, all these activities are good if and only if they help us to prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of Christ. All of our pre-Christmas activities are nothing but a waste of time or even harmful distractions if they do not point us toward the coming of Christ or fail to help us realize how we are to get to heaven. What should our lives look like then if we put Christ first? Following Jesus becomes the force and the focus of our entire life. All other things in our life must find their positions in relation to God. All other influences in our lives must be secondary to our relationship with Jesus Christ, our King. He must come first. Jesus makes this clear throughout the scriptures. If we are struggling with money or material goods before Christ, Jesus says, "Go sell all you have and follow me." If we are struggling with prestige and honor in this world, Jesus says, "He who humbles himself will be exalted." If we are struggling with popularity or esteem problems, Jesus says, "Blessed are you when men hate you." When we are struggling with worldly glory or success, Jesus says, "Take up your cross and follow me." Even if we are struggling with putting family and friends before Christ, Jesus says, "Unless you love me more than your mother or father, sister or brother, you are not worthy of me." An Advent well lived can be a difficult season. As sinners, earnestly seeking our Lord and Savior, Jesus will upset our entire life. Our world will be upended when Jesus becomes the center of our lives. We must rearrange our system of values and behaviors. But this is the challenge of Advent, the challenge of today's gospel, the challenge of being a son or daughter of Jesus Christ. The good news is that the battle we are fighting has already been won. Jesus wants to give us all that we need to achieve eternal life. He wants to give us more peace, more love, more joy, and more freedom than we could possibly hope or dream for. But we must respond yes to his invitation. The Son of Man in today's gospel, who came in a cloud with power and great glory at the end of time, is the same Son of Man whose body and blood we will receive into our bodies in the Eucharist today. We will have the same power and grace inside our very bodies in order that we might be strengthened for our eternal destiny. The King of the universe desires nothing more than to have us live with him in heaven forever. Let us pray that each of us will use this Advent season to invite Christ into our lives as Lord and Savior. It is only by the grace of Christ that we might one day have the strength on the last day to stand erect, to raise our heads, knowing that our redemption is at hand. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.